Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Cornicelli Minor. And Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is brought to you by the National Healthy Referral full-size newspaper that began in 1989. And it has been an amazing journey and such a blessing with all the awesome, awesome people that we've met through these years and who are still standing beside us in so many ways, and we appreciate them. Words cannot express just how much we do. And my business partner, Tom Katowski, and I find that through these many years, because we did start in 1989, and you heard that correctly, that some things have changed, yet a lot of things have not changed. And the main thing that has remained the same is that people are hungry, hungry for education and information. Sometimes we think that information having to do with health is so understood by everybody. And we began to realize through the years that that is not so. There's a lot of mistaken information. There's a lot of hearsay. There's a lot of things that have been said and just handed down that are not really so. And our educational process through our newspaper, The Healthy Referral, and this radio show that you, there's a little glitch there. Hopefully you didn't hear that. And the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show, along with our 15 years of expos that we have put on, and they have been held in the Ohio area through these years with loads of wonderful exhibitors and speakers from all around the world. We so loved putting the expos on, and everything that is happening today is a result of what we refer to as a mission that was given to us back in, actually, 1986 was when it first initiated, when Tom and myself were put together to start this mission. And by 1989, things were created, and we were on, how would I say it? Actually, the way I've said it through the years is put your seatbelt on, loosely fastened, because here we go. And we do interviews with just amazing people. In fact, when I look and listen to the interviews over and over again, I myself am amazed. It has been such a journey to meet so many people from around the world. And I would like to preface the show by saying that it is definitely for educational purposes only. It is not for diagnosing or treating or any such thing. So anything that you have that you feel needs assistance, then you should check with your health provider. Today, we are interviewing Mark Huberman, and it is the National Health Association. Now, when I read all of their information, it sounded like it was an echoing of the Healthy Referral newspaper and our radio show, because a lot of what they have been doing and are doing is very similar, and it really comes down to education. And that education happens in different ways, you know, all kinds of organizations doing their things that they're led to do. So I'm going to give you a little bit of information before I bring on Mark. And the National Health Association, also referred to as NHA, is a nonprofit organization that promotes the benefits of plant-based diet. And the association basically provides educational materials, events, and services to thousands of people all around the world. Now, the mission, the way that it's been stated, I'll share that with you, of the National Health Association is to educate and empower individuals to understand that health results from healthful living. We recognize the integration of all aspects of health, personal, environmental, and social, as they say it. They communicate the benefits of a plant-based diet, exercise, and rest. A healthy environment, psychologically well-being, is very important. And when indicated, the use of fasting. They take a leadership role in advocating health freedom issues as well. And I'm going to go ahead and give you a phone number that you can reach them. I'm sure that they would love to hear from you, and the fact that you heard about them on Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, we would deeply appreciate that. And the number is 330-953-1030. Again, that's I'm looking that as a fax number. Okay, listeners, please scratch that and write for their direct phone number, 330-953-1002. Once again, 330-953-1002. And you can go to their website. When I bring Mark on, I know that I have gone in to get their information in a couple ways, so I'm going to let him actually give you, just to make sure that we are dealing with the correct website. And Mark, are you there?
I am.
Hey, how are
you? Pleasure to be here.
Well,
I'm doing well.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. You know, it's amazing how many wonderful people have been around doing what they're doing in regards to preventive and natural health in so many ways. And we still are, you know, connecting with people that we really hadn't talked with much through the years. And I believe that you're one of those.
Well, I'm an old soul in the movement, I would say. I've been around, I'm probably one of the oldest whole food plant-based vegans that you've ever met in your life. I've been whole food plant-based from day one when I was born, June 26, 1951, almost 69 years ago.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that some of us can relate to that. There's all different kinds of ages, and from female
sure.
to male, who have been around for a while. But when Tom, my business partner, and I once again came across your information, because we certainly have known you've been around, mm-hmm. we thought, oh, you know, this would be a good opportunity to take a moment and do a brief interview. And we are pleased to be doing this. And how I felt we should start, Mark, is when exactly did the organization begin?
So we are the oldest organization on the planet advocating the benefits of a whole food plant-based diet. We were founded in 1948, and we have held we've held annual health conferences where the leading thought leaders from around the world have come for over 70 years now. And, you know, long before there were plant stocks and veg fests and all of those sort of things that were a lot of, you know, and summer fest in Johnstown, PA, with the National Health Association, formerly called the American Natural Hygiene Society, were really the pioneers. It was to our conferences and our organization where these leaders first came. People like Joel Fuhrman literally grew up in our health organization. Before he was even a doctor, he was a member of our organization. The same with Alan Goldhammer and Frank Sabatino, and even people like T. Colin Campbell and Neil Bernard.
Right.
Some of the first places
oh, wow.
that they got to speak were at our conferences, and we're blessed to the fact that they still come and speak to our conferences every year, and they'll be. We have probably one of the best, most impressive assemblages of speakers coming to our 2020 conference in Cleveland, Father's Day weekend. They'll all be there. Joel Fuhrman, Michael Greger, Frank Sabatino, Alan Goldhammer, Pam Popper, Stefan Esser, Brenda Davis, all for one amazing weekend at one of the most affordable prices that you'll find.
And I had given the phone number, as you heard, but Mark,
uh-huh.
can you give the exact web address?
Sure. The phone number is 330-953-1002, and the website is healthscience.org, www.healthscience.org. And there you'll
okay.
find information
See, that's...
about our conference, about our magazine, and the like.
That's when I went in on the web, and I basically
uh-huh.
just put in National Health Association. I did realize that it came up as healthscience.org.
that's when, you know, years ago, it's an interesting beginning. We were originally called the American Natural Hygiene Society. And the reason
right.
that name was taken is that we were kind of the torchbearers for a group of 18th and 19th century health reformers that came together in what was called the natural hygiene movement. And these are people, really the pioneers, that were the first to advocate the benefits of a vegetarian diet and rest and exercise. And,
I remember these principles that you mentioned earlier,
health results from mm-hmm. healthful living, health care is
mm-hmm.
self-care. These were all the kind of notions that you got to focus on prevention rather than and trying to treat symptoms. Preventing disease, and so we were originally called the American Natural Hygiene Society, and around 1980, it was still kind of confusing to people. I think people had a notion that it was more like personal hygiene than health, and so we kicked around a lot of names, and we thought, well, there's a lot of people that are into health for a lot of different reasons, some for spiritual reasons, some for animal rights, and that the National Health Association has been primarily about health and health science, and we've also been, scrupulous about claims that are made that are not scientific. The world is full of all kinds of claims of miracle cures and miracle foods and all of that, and we've been pretty scrupulous on saying we want scientific validation for the things that we claim. So we came up with the term health science. We created a magazine under that name in 1978. It is still published to this day. It's currently 40 pages long. It's the membership journal of our association. And what is so unique about it is that it is 40 pages long, as high quality of any publication you'll see. It has no advertising. It has nothing but articles on health, interviews with the stars of our movement. The most recent issue that's just went to print right now is with Scott Stoll. The prior one was with Ron Weiss, but it's been Caldwell Esselstyn, Michael Greger, Neil Bernard. You name the person, they're interviewed in depth, and then there are recipes in each issue, but it's not a recipe magazine. There's, you know, but all the recipes that appear are what we consider the gold standard of plant-based living. Those are recipes with minimal processing and without added oil, salt, or sugar, without the pleasure trap foods. So every magazine comes out quarterly, and when you join the association, the publication is free, comes out quarterly, and when you join and you register on our website, believe it or not, we give away all 41 years of back issues are for free. You can download them for free, all of their content, as well as a number of e-books on the history of the natural hygiene movement for people that are kind of interested in that and interested in water fasting. All of that. We're a 501c3. We're not here to make money. We're here to educate the public. So we haven't raised our membership fee in probably 25, 30 years. But it's quite a bargain, and it's quite a publication. And, again, you can take a look at it at our website at healthscience.org.
Right. And, Mark, how have you seen, if at all, the change through the years?
Well, I think I'm really heartened by the fact that, again, when the American Natural Hygiene Society, the National Health Association, was founded years ago, we were the only game in town. I mean, there were a few vegetarian organizations, not even much of a vegan movement. And so there just wasn't a lot of discussion about that. There also weren't a lot of nationally prominent figures with credibility that we're advocating this way of living. And now, today, you look around and Joel Fuhrman's on public television every time you turn around. We have incredible, well-made documentaries like Forks Over Knives and What the
yeah.
Health, and now Game Changers. I think the Internet has been a great boon. You know, the Internet has got a lot of noise and garbage in it, but it's also got a wonderful amount of information. And for those that are looking for information, it's never been more available and never been more credibly available than they are now. And I'm just so proud that, you know, we are the National Health Association, that, you know, we were there from the beginning, and we've never compromised our principles. And to see what we have been advocating and for so many years being validated now scientifically and with such great credibility is really heartening to me. So I'm excited, and obviously When I say the change, I mean, our conference has been sold out the last 3 years in Cleveland. We're going to be sold out again. The Plantrition Project that they do in California attracts, big crowds. The same with Neil Bernard and his conferences, Engine 2 and their conferences. So these are exciting times. There's just never been more information available. And, again, I think we've never had more impressive, articulate spokespeople for the cause.
Well, Mark, I would have to say that Tom and I certainly agree with you. It is an unprecedented time where more and more people have been waking up. Of course, there's a lot of negative going on out there. And at the same time, I always tell people that I guess the way I put it is, along with the darkness, the light walks.
Sure.
So it's like, without one, you can't tell the other. So
sure.
In regards,
well, I'm an optimist by nature. So yeah, there are a lot of forces still conspired against us, I'd say, and there's a lot of powerful lobbies and all that.
Oh, yeah.
But again, I think that, again, these are interesting times in which we live, and there is just so much good information available, and not just through the internet, but the internet. Things like this Blogstock, this kind of blog,
uh-huh.
Radio,
right,
YouTube,
right. Yes.
Twitter. It's just wonderful, and there's so many people that do it so well, that do it so effectively, that have garnered so many followers. That's impressive too. I think one of the things that one of my observations being in this movement, my whole life. But being in the leadership of the movement for my whole adult life, is that it is so difficult for so many people without support. If you have a husband and wife, and only the wife wants to follow this path, or a husband and only a husband wants to follow this path, it can be very lonely. Or if you're a single person in Mentor, Ohio, and there's nobody else around doing this, there's such a some marvelous communities have come together online where people can find and share that support through Zoom chats, through Facebook Lives. And then, of course, there's the kind of conferences that, are more and more aplenty that, that we put on and that other organizations put on that, again, give people that sense of community and support because, even when you go through a health crisis or you go through a 21-day kickstart or a 30-day kickstart, you're really motivated. Well, what happens at the end of that? It really helps when you have support and when you have a sense of community. And we think in the National Health Association, that's one of the things that we think Health Science Magazine does. It provides that kind of quarterly support of a community, and we do testimonials and features and spotlights of people whose lives have been changed. That they've had diabetes and they've overcome their diabetes. They've had autoimmune diseases. They've overcome them. That's inspiring to people, but it's reassuring. And it's again that you're not just alone in doing this. You're not just a crazy extremist.
Well, the many, many conversations that we and I have had with people in regards to here's an example. There was a person just recently, and we were talking, and she said something, and I looked at her, and I asked her, do you believe that you're made according to nature? Well, she's looking at me like thinking, why is she asking me this? And so after about 30 seconds, she says, well, yes. And I said, so do you feel that it's wiser to do things that are more according to nature versus not? And again, she paused and gave it some thought and said, well, yes. And then the old saying, Mark, that you know very well or question is, I asked her if she has a car. And she said, well, yes. And I said, do you take it to get an oil change? And she says, yes. I said, you know, all kinds of things that you do with your car. When was the last time that you did something or some of those things for your own body? And because I know what we were talking about was cleansing, you know, and detoxing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just wonderful to watch, you know, the expression on her face.
Well, you know,
one of the
early taglines of our association. Again, we've stood for health results from healthful living, and one of them was living in harmony with nature. We really
yes,
do believe
yes.
that, you know, we were
absolutely.
Made. I remember Robert Mendelsohn. I don't know if you remember the late Dr. Robert Mendelsohn.
Oh, yes. I
read
remember
a lot of interesting. He was a medical Confessions of a Medical Heretic. Good friend of mine from way back.
Yes.
And he used to say, you know, people today, well, you know, your appendix is bad. Just take your appendix out. You don't need your appendix.
Oh, geez.
And your
know.
Gallbladder goes
crazy.
Bad. You don't need your gallbladder. Your tonsils, you know, they're infected. Just
crazy,
have them taken
crazy.
Out.
Oh,
and Mendelsohn had a very thoughtful observation that, you know, God didn't make too many mistakes when he made us. We are made to
didn't
work.
Didn't make any.
We're
didn't
not
make
made
any.
To not work. And there is a marvelous, operation of the human system, and somehow with modern medicine, I think that was the great discovery, the greatest health discovery of the natural hygienists of this health reform movement, is that
mm-hmm.
you know, disease is a natural process. It's not something
yes.
to be suppressed. You need to work. You
right.
need to listen to your body and remove, focus on removing the causes of that disease. Not
That's
just
right.
you know, you have a tumor that developed. Just cut it out. And don't change anything. That's not the way it works. And that's not what we've been all about in the National Health Association for all of our 70 years. It is pretty fundamental stuff. And you really can, I think, the big picture, the big lesson of all this, that you really can, to a great degree, control your own health destiny through the choices you make, the things you put on your plate, the way you lead your life, if you get exercise, if you get rest, you get adequate sunshine, the way you treat your fellow human beings, it's all a part, but you really can. And then I guess I would just add one more thing that's kind of the new science of that we've you know, we're always learning more. But people have for so long labored under the belief that, geez, if diabetes is in my family, that's just my tough luck. If breast cancer is in my family, well, I better think about getting a mastectomy preventatively because I could have the BRCA gene, and there you are. And the science of epigenetics that these lifestyle physicians and researchers like T. Colin Campbell and Caldwell Esselstyn and Joel Fuhrman, that they're all standing for now is saying, you know, no, yeah, we have all these genes, but through lifestyle choices, you have the ability to turn those on and off. You're not
Absolutely.
Just doomed because that's what you got. It's the choices
Absolutely.
You make every day that controls your health destiny. And I don't believe, you know, I've never had a piece of meat or a piece of cheese or dairy or anything like that my whole life. And I don't believe that guarantees me perfect health. But I do believe that I'm doing the very best with what I got. And I kind of make those conscious decisions every day so that I'll enjoy, you know, a good life. There's no guarantee that I won't develop a brain tumor or something like that. I think the chances are a lot lower than most people, and I find that very personally empowering. And I think people in this health movement who have gained who've gained that understanding that health results from healthful living, that's an incredibly empowering thing. Not to live in fear that, you know, God forbid, you're gonna get that mammogram and it's gonna say, oh my God. Here you are. This is a very empowering lifestyle.
You know, it something that you said the last minute here. I recall my reaction when I was listening to information that came across. I think it was on the internet because I don't do TV and all that kind of stuff. And but it was back when you know, a celebrity had went ahead and gotten the mastectomy because her mother had the gene.
Angelina Jolie. Angelina
oh yeah,
Jolie.
I didn't want to mention a name.
Right, she's the poster girl for that decision.
Oh,
and, I mean, she had the right to make it. I respect her right to the decision she made.
But it's sad that's
the only choice she saw.
Right. Well, and for me, what what came across was somebody in her position and the impact she can have on people's decisions. So,
but you know,
that's
an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing that, you know, even some of the most wealthy people that have all the opportunity and all the choices to make in the world, you know, just don't see it, don't recognize it, can't come to it for whatever reasons. It's just sad. I remember
right.
Michael Landon, you know, from, Little Joe and
yeah.
Little House on the Prairie,
yes.
when he developed
yes.
cancer, and I don't remember what his form of cancer was leukemia or something, and he did all of the alternative, all of the alternative remedies of Laetril and went to Mexico and all these kind of things. Again, never even gave a thought to what, you know, fundamental dietary changes might make, or what water fasting, allowing the body to marshal its own healing things, and it may not help. But the point I'm making is that even people with all the resources and success, it's just tragic that they can't see that there's another way. Caldwell Esselstyn says, it's kind of funny. I love the way he's just such a thoughtful,
yeah,
articulate guy.
Friend.
He talks about so many people say that this diet is so extreme. My goodness, not having meat and cheese and dairy and chocolate and all those sort of things, or and liquor and all that. And he would say, yeah, they say this is extreme, but it's not extreme when they, you know, cut your chest open to
yes.
give you a heart transplant or a bypass or all these
mm-hmm.
things. It's not extreme
yeah.
when you're on dialysis. It's not extreme when you have brain surgery and these things, or radiation, or it's just a sense of proportion. We've got a long way to go, but fortunately, kind of as I said in the beginning, that's the negative side. The positive side is that so many people, like the Bill Clintons of the world, are discovering the Caldwell Esselstyns and the T. Colin Campbells and the James Cameron, with all his means, is discovering a plant-based diet and comes out with a magnificent new documentary called Game Changers. So there's lots of great
right.
stuff happening right now.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Dr. E, as we call him, Dr. Esselstyn.
Essie, his wife calls him Essie.
Has been a good friend for a long time. And then, of course, his son, you know, has been doing
and
a lot
well,
of great
don't
things.
Don't forget his wife.
His
wife
sorry.
Is a firecracker.
I know.
Anne is incredible.
Yes. Yes, she is. I'm sorry, Anne, if you're going to hear this. I didn't mean to leave you out.
Yeah.
yeah.
There you go. You got Anne,
you know,
you got Jane, you got Rip. They're quite a family dynamo.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And as you were saying what you were a second ago, you know, another one that I was just, I really, you know, was heartbroken to see that it just appears that, and maybe not all the time, Mark, but it appears that so often, the more money somebody has, like some of the celebrities, the more that they just go after these ways that are so, so detrimental. You know,
it's kind of, I watch every year that, you know, we have, as you say, there are these Relays for Life that go on every year, and they raise thousands and thousands and millions of dollars for all these, for research, and they're just looking in the wrong place.
Oh, yes. And where does that money go? Where does that money go? You know, I mean, there's a lot to be said about that. But when Patrick Swayze started doing all the experimental stuff, I thought, oh, my. You know, I just felt, because there was so, like many people, you know, I really felt he was a good human being and
sure.
such a healthy human being, and then to see what, you know, happened to him. It was
I'm not one to say that, you know, this guarantees that we're all going to live like Methuselah, you know, but I'm convinced for my 70 years, almost 70 years in this world, and meeting some of the brightest minds that are on the planet, that, boy, we really do have the keys to controlling our own health destiny. They're all within our reach. They're all on the choices we make, the food we put on our plate, and if we choose to rest, we choose to exercise, we can control our own health destiny. That's incredible, and it's the best. it truly is the best healthcare program there is. my brother likes to kid about the fact that, you know, so many people's healthcare program is don't get sick. that's their healthcare program.
Yeah.
But we know that the best way of controlling healthcare is prevention.
Absolutely, and I would venture to say that we probably subscribe to many of the same things. I mean, when it came to, you know, healthcare, I definitely have not been your typical person who, you know, joined forces in the way that so many people do. And if some people knew exactly a lot of the ways that I would be doing things, they'd probably think I was crazy, you know. So,
yeah, well, I think, you know, it's I think in the practice of medicine where it's come to today, sadly, you know, doctors aren't paid to talk to people. They're paid to do things.
Oh, absolutely.
To give them a prescription,
yeah,
to give them a treatment, to do a surgery, to do
that's
the model. That's the medical model under which we have. And one of the exciting things in the upcoming issue of Health Science Magazine that just is at the printer right now, I do an interview with a fellow, I don't know if you've interviewed him, by the name of Dr. Scott Stoll. And he is the founder of an organization called the Plantrition Project. And the Plantrition Project's goal is to create an organization to educate lifestyle physicians, people that can come together and share information and promote the practice of lifestyle medicine. And they've done, I think this year will be their fourth conference. And the first one they had about 200 people, and then 400 people, then 800 people, and this last year 1,100 people. That's pretty exciting stuff that there are more physicians, because again, that's not the medical model under which we operate. The model is, you know, the insurance won't reimburse you to talk to somebody. They'll reimburse you to do a procedure, to give a prescription. And that's not what the Plantrition Project and the American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine, a lot of good groups are starting to try to change that model. And my hat off to them for doing that, and that's what we in the National Health Association try to, you know, add our voice and give our voice and give a platform to people that are trying to do that, trying to change the professional model under which it operates.
Right. I remember when we were having our 15 years of our big expos and having the amazing people, one of them being Patch Adams. Patch Adams.
Sure.
The real Pat Adams, and it was like we have pictures with him. It's just so, so wonderful. But anyway, we're coming to a close, and I would love to just have you give a final message to the listeners that you feel.
Well, I have a deal. I have a deal for your listeners. The new issue of Health Science Magazine is literally at the printer right now. But I will be happy if people email mhuberman@healthscience.org. I will send them a free electronic. It'll be done from the printer in about a week, but I'll send them a free electronic version of the magazine that they can look at. And if they like it, and if they join for $35, or if they're $55 if they're around in other parts of the world, I'll send them a hard copy after they join. But I think that way they can look before they leap, as they say.
Email
me at mhuberman@healthscience.org, or my wife Wanda, who's the new executive director, at whuberman@healthscience.org, and either one of us will be happy to send him a free electronic version of the very latest issue of the magazine with a magnificent article by Scott Stoll. Another guy who writes an article in that issue is, I'm sure you know, Dr. Michael Clapper. He's a legendary figure in our group, and
we've had interactions.
He wrote a wonderful article
ago
on bone health that I think your listeners will love.
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely
we,
free.
We had the pleasure of meeting him years ago. The phone number,
he's a wonderful
one more time.
Guy. Okay, 330-953-1002. And the email, again, our website is www.healthscience.org. And again, maybe the thing we want to trumpet the most is that we have our 72nd annual conference will be Friday, June 19th to Sunday, June 21st at the Embassy Suites by Hilton in Rockside. And we have everybody who's everybody going to be there for a magnificent weekend with your meals included. And it'll be a weekend. It'll be a transformative weekend.
Well, we're going to have to
register for that right on our website.
we're going to have to reconnect and make sure that we get ourselves there as well, since we're right here in Cleveland.
It would be great to have you. Yeah, we're right in the backyard.
Yes, yes. And you know, I've been traveling quite a bit more, expanding everything that's growing already. And it's, you know, it's
wonderful.
Well,
again, the nice thing about the conference, the nice thing, and by the way, another thing that we do that's unique, you know, the children are the future of the world. And one of the things that we uniquely started last year was doing a children's program. So each of the doctors, these plant-based physicians and that, we have a comprehensive children's program. So from kids from 3 to 15, 3 to 18, we have a special program and special pricing for children, and it's just a great experience as well. And we have special pricing for that too.
That would be great. My grandson, who just turned 12, would absolutely love that, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're also sponsored
by
Vitamix,
Mark.
And Vitamix does a reception for us, so it should be a blast.
Yes, Vitamix certainly is another crusader. They've been around forever.
Yes, they are. John and Linda Barnard, the founders of Vitamix, are life members of our association and incredible supporters. In fact, John leads we do a Sunday hike to the Cleveland, Friday morning hike to the Cleveland Metro Park, of all the people, and he's one of the people that leads that hike.
Mm-hmm. Great.
More
all right. Well, Mark, Bob, we'll go ahead and close now. And we want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview. And we'll be in touch with you. We'll send you the link of the finished interview so that you can share it in whatever way
That's
you
awesome.
Would like. It's a great promotional piece.
The
and Mark,
is
thank
all
you
mine.
So much. Thank you,
you
for
bet.
Doing all that you've been doing through these years.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
We're
You're
soldiers
welcome.
Of the same
Bye-bye.
Cause. Bye-bye.
Yes, we are. Okay, bye-bye. And listeners, thank you for tuning in to Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show. With questions about the show and how you could be interviewed and how you can advertise in the Healthy Referral newspaper, you can call 216-533-2273. Once again, that's 216-533-2273. Have an amazing week, and we'll see you next time.